Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense. This is a show where we talk about just plain nonsense.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Rob. So today we have a guest in the studio. So but before I introduce him.
First guest ever.
Before I introduce him, I want to go across this. Our topic today is going to be nerd stuff, basically. So I want to kind of tell you what a nerd is, just in case you don't. So Wikipedia's definition of a nerd is a person seen as overly intellectual, obsessive, or lacking social skills. Such a person may spend inordinate amounts of time on unpopular, little-known, or non-mainstream activities, which are generally either highly technical, abstract, or relating to topics of fiction, or fantasy, to the exclusion of more mainstream activities. So, Mike, since he is your guest today, why don't you go ahead and introduce him?
Well, the guest that we are referring to, his name is Josh Williams.
How's it going?
Also known as Jay Willie. Several nicknames, actually. He wears many hats.
Hats?
Yeah, hats.
Like, what kind of hat?
Well, metaphorical, but do you wear physical hats, too, Jay Willie?
Well, I have such nice hair, I don't need them.
Oh, that was good. That's true. That's a good comeback. So, you've got some nerd stuff that you want to talk about.
Yeah, more specifically, video games.
Video games. We're all about them games.
Mm. I mean, if you have to...
Games. Gains. Games.
Games.
Gotta get them games.
More, the less mainstream things. I mean, more mainstream things are... You know, sports games and first-person shooters, but
right.
You know, the times I like to play your action adventure and RPG and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the ones with storylines to them.
Exactly.
Yeah, because the ones you're playing sports games, it's all pretty much like super, super repetitive. You get the ball, you run it, or you hit it, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And same thing with first-person shooter.
Right, you just shoot anything that moves, yeah. And some things that don't.
Mm-hmm. But I think I'd like to talk a little more about the history of video games.
Okay.
I mean, right now I'm playing... the newest Zelda game, Breath of the Wild.
Right.
And that's really kind of what's... I had to pull myself away from that even to come here tonight. I was debating on whether to come.
You know what?
That is nerdy.
I've been seeing that, the BOTW on Reddit a lot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are talking about
it. It's amazing.
I'm not super up on gaming. Like, I don't know a whole lot about it. But I was... I kept seeing it, and I was trying to figure out what it meant without looking it up. And I couldn't figure it out. So I had run over a bunch of different, like... like ideas of what that could mean, and Breath of the Wild was never one of them.
Now, I've been waiting for this one to come out for a while, and one of the good things that Nintendo does, especially with Zelda games, is that when they come out with a new console, they release it on the old console and the new console.
See, that's smart. Like, I can't stand when things aren't backwards compatible, or they just don't. They'll just be like, yeah, that's obsolete now.
Mm-hmm.
That, what is it? What's it called? Voluntary obsolescence or something like that?
I'm not sure.
Do you know anything about that?
No.
That's like Apple does it. Well, they're like everything.
Apple's always going to make you buy the new thing.
Right. And I think that was a term for it. But anyway, so sorry, continue. Go ahead and talk about your Zelda Triforce-ness.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have a tattoo. Yeah, that was my first tattoo.
I wish they could see it. Yeah. When you showed it to me earlier, what did I say? What did I say about it? We're like, what's that?
Yeah. And you're like, oh, you want to talk about tattoos? I'm like, I want to talk about Zelda. Look at this.
Yeah, I looked at it and I couldn't quite tell what it was. And then I looked a little closer and I saw the Triforce and I immediately knew that it was Zelda.
And I have an appointment with a tattoo artist. I've drawn up a sketch of kind of what I want. I'm going to have a half sleeve, and it's mostly going to be video games.
So. Like one specific video game or?
Oh, no, different ones.
Okay.
You know, it's going to have the one-up mushroom from Mario and Kirby, and you know, it already has the Zelda ones.
Right.
It's gonna be Final Fantasy stuff.
Is it going to be a half sleeve?
Yeah, it's going to be about almost to my elbow.
Gotcha. So yeah, go ahead. Tell us about your history of video games. Let's get on that.
Well, I mean, most people know about home video gaming. You know, they always kind of think of Atari is that it kind of started when video games hit the home. But what a lot of people don't realize or don't remember is that Atari didn't do that well.
Oh.
You know, it did really well for a little bit.
Right.
And then people, you know, they'd go to the arcade still. That's when arcades are still big. And they'd see the good graphics at the arcade, the good games at the arcade. They'd come home, you know, to this, you know, really poor system. And they wouldn't have nearly as much fun. And so the Atari started phasing out.
Okay.
And then the movie E.T. came out, and that was, like, a big thing.
So that boosted its popularity?
It was supposed to.
Ah.
They said, make a video game for the Atari, and you only have 5 weeks to do it.
That's why it sucks so bad. I've seen the angry video game nerd play E.T., and it looks and just plays
and
awful.
And it was a horrible game. And they were like, you know what, this is going to be this huge thing. Let's just print millions of copies of it. And so that's what they did,
Oh my gosh.
And people bought it, and like, this is horrible. Like, this was supposed to be the big thing that brought us back to video games at home.
Right.
And it wasn't. And so the video game, the home console market just crashed after that. And that was in 82. And I think it was 85 that the NES came out.
Right.
And they didn't say, you know, the Nintendo gaming console. They said the NES, the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Right.
So they marketed it as an entertainment system and not just a game console.
So that's smart marketing.
Yeah.
That's like, like rebranding and repositioning yourself.
Mm-hmm. It came out with Rob, the robot, and a couple other things, you know, the pad for the track and field game. That had the gun for
that came out like initially.
It came out as a set. The
they
whole
already
thing.
Had the accessories before.
It was
like people who were
an entertainment
it.
System. Oh, it wasn't just the gaming console.
Oh, okay.
And so that's how they marketed it to begin with, because they were trying to get video games back to the home.
Oh, and, yeah. I knew Nintendo had done that. I just didn't know how.
Interesting.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for it wasn't for the NES, then you know, we wouldn't have video games in the house. Like even the Xbox, even the PlayStation, like that wouldn't have come along if it wasn't for, you know, the NES bringing it all back.
Is that why you were telling me earlier that I should think, was it Miyamoto?
Miyamoto, that's his name. Yeah, he invented a couple of games. I mean, you might not have heard of them. Mario, right. Zelda, Donkey Kong, Star Fox.
Star Fox, I love that on the 64, Super Nintendo?
That's was that on Super out. Nintendo? It came out on Super Nintendo.
Yeah. I can't remember if I liked it better on the Super Nintendo or the 64. But I loved it. Like, it was one of the first flying games that I ever played.
Yeah.
And that was super awesome.
Good luck. that was a really fun game. Well, we have Miyamoto to thank for most of that.
Right. And
the game that I've always liked the most is Zelda. You know, that's what I'm playing right now. And I don't play as much games as I used to, but I mean, that seems to be the one that draws me back to actually playing a game for a while.
See, I don't know why, but I could never get into Zelda. I don't know why. I don't know if it was the isometric view, the top-down kind of thing. I don't know, like, what the deal was, like, why I couldn't get into it. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't. I never did. But I loved, like, Final Fantasy and stuff like that. I don't know why I couldn't get into Zelda.
Yeah.
I think part of it might have been the real-time battle system.
Yeah.
Because, like, I loved, in Final Fantasy, I loved the turn-based. And I guess it gave me a bit of a chance to like be a little bit more strategic instead of button mashing.
Yeah.
Because I can't stand games with button mashing. It's just like, was it Dynasty Warriors?
Oh, I love that game.
You just run through and like mash the button. There's no strategy or anything.
It's the perfect game for somebody who has OCD. Because you like, there's so much to do in that game and everything has to be done. As far as you have to get up all their defense and their attack and level, and there's so many characters you have to do that for. You have to go through it so many times, and just somebody who's OCD like me,
you just build
countless
all the way
time
up.
Just playing it, and all of a sudden I can get every character maxed out, then the next one comes out.
You got to start
just
all
consume
over
my
again.
Life, yeah.
That was one
I did
of
that
the,
for like four or five Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah,
that was one of the first games I ever played on the PS2 whenever it came out, was Dynasty Warriors. I didn't actually play it. I watched people play it.
If you want to play a Zelda-like game, you know, with the skins. I know you like Pokemon Go instead of Pokemon.
Right.
You can play Hyrule Warriors, and it's a lot of the same thing, except for it's Zelda and Link and Sheik and all those kind of characters. So
I might give that a shot.
I haven't heard of that game. What is
Hyrule
it?
Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah. How does it work?
It's just like Dynasty Warriors, only it's with...
you just run around and just knock stuff off the screen and just bash the crap out of everybody? Mm. Yeah, see, and I do that with fighting games, too, like... To me, a fighting game is a button masher, just because I don't know any of the combinations.
Yeah.
So, like, especially when I play, Smash Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
I'm awful at it. I always lose. No matter who I pick, no matter what I do, I get dominated over and over and over again.
I love that game.
Yeah, my son, he's 6, and he has to play that with me all the time. He was playing it by himself earlier on the Wii, so.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Anyway, the first Zelda, one of the reasons that people didn't like it is because it was an open world concept. And a lot of the other video games has been in a straight line.
Yeah, there's too many choices and they don't know where to go.
Exactly. And he did that on purpose. Miyamoto did it on purpose. When he was younger, he liked to explore some of the like wildlife around where he lived. And he found a cave. He found a cave one day and, you know, he didn't go into it because he was a little bit scared of it. And
Then
he came back later and went into it and explored it. And he just loved exploring.
Huh.
And so he wanted to create a game that, you know, had that experience where you could just explore the whole time.
Right. And actually, if you think about it, Zelda is a lot like the DOS-based games where you have to type in, like, go north, go north, go east. Like, that's essentially what it is, just with an actual interface.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's kind of what he was trying to create.
Right.
There hasn't really been a single Zelda game where it's a straight line. Like, I liked Final Fantasy games a lot, but then I tried to play Final Fantasy 13, and it is a straight line the entire time until you beat it, and then you can do side quests and go other ways. But you're on a single path. There's no fork ever until you beat the game.
Was 13, it was really futuristic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think I played that one and I only got like maybe 45 minutes into it. And I was like, I can't handle this anymore. The only one I ever beat was at Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah.
And then I played 10 for a long time. And then I did 12 and then 13. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Eight's actually my favorite.
Yeah, that was my favorite. For
the tattoo
as well.
I was talking about, it's going to be Squall's Necklace, the Griever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be my tattoo.
That's awesome. I'm scared of tattoos. I'm a sissy when it comes to pain, so I will never, ever have one.
That having tattoos of nerd stuff on you definitely qualifies you as a nerd.
Yeah, you're definitely in the ranks, but you're one of the tougher nerds because all the other nerds are like, I ain't getting tattoos.
Oh, God. Needles.
Thank you to our resident improviser. I always say the wrong words.
You do. You and words don't.
What would that be? Our resident impersonator. I did it.
Yeah.
Everybody give me an applause.
Here's one applause.
Thanks. how many applauses do I get for that? Yeah, so you're our resident impersonator. You're going to just, anytime we do something, talk about something, you have to impersonate it. For the rest of the show.
Challenge accepted.
All right.
So when they were playtesting Zelda, and a lot of the critiques were, hey, this is too hard. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Right? And you started off with the sword in the original version, and you went around, and you can go straight to the third boss if you want. You don't have to go to the first dungeon.
Oh.
There's certain things where you have to, like, get the raft, so you wouldn't be able to get, I think, maybe the fifth or sixth one.
Right.
But there's...
So you'd have to backtrack to go get it?
Yeah, so you can do it in different orders. So one of the things that Miyamoto did when they said, hey, this is too hard, is they took the sword away. What? So you don't start with the sword anymore.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, I mean, the people who have played it, you know, you go in the very first screen, there's a little door, a little cave, you go in there, the old man says, it's dangerous to go alone, take this, gives you the sword, right? So right. You still get it right at the beginning if you want.
Okay.
But he took it away just to add that extra little step of, in order to play this game, you have to explore.
Ah, okay.
That reminds me of a non-related-ish sword question. Halo, do you think the sword is kind of controversial?
You're asking if it's OP?
Yeah. Should the sword stay or go?
It should stay.
I think it should stay because, like, it is a little, it's definitely overpowered because one hit kills, definitely. Yeah. But it's hard to aim it sometimes.
Right. And if you have new players playing with experienced players, it kind of gives them that.
And even a new player can take out an experienced player with a shotgun. You charge at him and you blast him straight in the chest with a shotgun, you take him out.
That'll happen in real life too, though. Mm-hmm. That's what I hear. I've never shot anybody in the chest.
I actually have a funny story about that. You know, when we were younger, how Chris had an Xbox, he got it for his 18th birthday, and then he won an Xbox, so we had two Xboxes at our house.
Who's Chris?
Chris is my brother.
Okay.
Anyway, so he invited his friends over a lot, and we had LAN parties, local access network parties.
I used to have those. I had four Xboxes, 16 people, and four TVs. That was my ball, and we played Halo.
Well, we only had eight because we had two Xboxes.
Right, right.
You know, one in his room and one in my room.
Well, I had people bring their Xboxes. So, I mean, I didn't have four Xboxes. I'm not like some kind of rich kid.
You know, there was certain people that were kind of the best of our group. And Chris and I were two of the best ones. And so they wanted to see who was better out of the two of us. So we had a duel, him in his room, me in my room, you know, and people
watching.
Did you
stand back to back and walk 10 paces?
No.
Okay.
But we played on a level that had the sword, right?
Right.
So we're equal. There's about three kills and we're going to 10. And I pick up the sword and kill him once. And he yells from the other room, no sword, no sword. So I drop the sword, right?
Pick up the shotgun.
Yeah. So it gets up to me having 9 kills and him only having like 4.
Oh, wow.
So he picks up the sword.
Oh, what a cheater.
Oh, man. He comes and just bam, 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 bam. Right. 9 kills to 9 kills.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there with a sniper rifle, like way up high, like trying to find him. Because like I can't get close to him when he has the sword. Because I couldn't find the shotgun.
Right.
And I'm looking around, and all of a sudden I see this little blip on my radar, and he's right behind me.
Oh, no.
So, like, I'm up on, like, this little cliff, and I jump down and, like, spin around, and he's charging at me, and no scope, just spinning the whole time. Just fire it, just, like, blind. Hits him right in the head.
Nice.
Headshot, no scope.
I'll bet a couple nerds out there just had a little bit of an organism. With the... What it's probably, was it a 180 no scope or was it like a,
it was 180. He was right behind me. It was just, whoop,
whoop. Yeah. So I'm sure some nerds out there just
had was going to turn into a sword fight just all out.
Oh no.
That would be cool if you could do that in Halo. Like ching, 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 ching.
Yeah.
That sounded really racist.
Ching, 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 it only became ching. Racist when you said that.
Yeah. It wasn't racist until I was like, that sounded racist. Uh-huh.
Anyway, back to what were we talking about?
Racism.
Isn't that where a bunch of cars driving around in a circle?
Yeah, I think so.
You were talking about getting the sword, and they made the game too They said that was too hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, once he did that, what ended up happening was, you know, kids would come home, play it, not be able to figure stuff out. Then they'd go to the playground at school and they'd talk about it. Hey, have you figured this out? Have you figured that out? How do you get through, you know, the Lost Woods? How do you get the raft? You know, I hear there's a better potion out there than the blue one. And so they'd talk about it on the playground. The other kids would be like, hey, I want to play this too. You know,
so they went out and bought it, or they had their parents buy it.
Their parents buy it. And so it wasn't just, you know, Mario being such an iconic game. It was also, you know, bringing in elements of, you know, people talking on the playground.
Yeah, because they collaboratively, you have to figure out how to solve the problems.
Yeah. And then once they saw that, you know, when Mario 3 came out, there was a bunch of secrets. You know, I mean, you had Mario 1 where you every now and then you could jump up and hit a hidden mushroom and you get a one up and all that. But, you know, Mario 3 had a bunch of secrets. You know, secret places for warp whistles and all that kind of stuff.
Wasn't there a secret during the menu as well? Or did I make that fact up in my head?
I'm not sure.
I thought there was, but I mean, I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. There was a special combination. Was it up, up, left, left, right, right, A, B, A, B, or something like that?
Are you talking about the Konami code?
Yeah.
How do you know all the facts about video games and don't know
the Konami code? I don't know the Konami code.
Oh, man, it's on t-shirts and everything.
I know. What is it
then? It is up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start. However,
okay, there you go.
In Contra, if you're playing two players and you wanted, I think it was 30 lives, it's the up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select start to get both players 30 lives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the only reason I know that is because I cheated a lot at video games.
Well, so you knew more about video games than you thought.
Yeah. I know a pretty decent amount, but I'm not anywhere near an expert. Mm-hmm. So I actually have a question. How come you haven't been doing any impersonations this whole time since you accepted the challenge? I've
seen an opportunity to slide one in.
He's been talking about Mario, and he said...
All right, let me catch up.
Miyamoto, I'm sure you know what he sounds like.
Oh!
That was racist.
We started to say chink, 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 chink.
That was the sound of a sword fight.
Yeah.
That's the sound of a sword fight. Are you talking about samurai? Because, you know, my motto is Japanese, not Chinese. So,
boy.
It's just like, you know what? I'm going to make some sort of Asian reference. Isn't that girl some sort of Asian?
Yeah. So yeah. That's why I'm automatically disqualified from being racist.
No, she's Asian, Australian.
My wife's
she's
Asian.
Australian?
Yeah, she's Australian. She's from Sydney.
It's me, Mario.
There it is.
It's me, Mario.
Well, you sound like a...
Boink, boink, boink.
Ding.
Ding. Ding.
Now your impersonations are just getting aggressive.
What's that jump sound? Boy, boing, boing, boing.
What game is that from? That's not Mario.
That's a doorstop.
Dude, those are so much fun to play with.
Yeah, for like 4 seconds.
No, man. Like, if I would get upset, if I would be mad at my parents, I would go in my room and just like... It's just over and over and over
again. You're just a weird kid. Or you were a weird kid.
I was definitely a weird kid.
Now you're a weird man.
I'm a weird man child.
It's me, Mario.
You can't just throw impersonations out there out of nowhere.
Well, I had to catch up because you called me out on not doing any.
I did. I was actually thinking about that through his whole story. I was like, I'm going to call him out. So or what are you doing? You fact checking some stuff?
No, I was just looking up Mario 2 in America was not Mario 2 in Japan.
Yeah, the numbering systems are all messed up. Like I know that was definitely that way with Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all kinds of messed up. Like there's several that we don't have, but they have them and they're different numbers over here and all that kind of nonsense. Which I don't understand why they do that. Do you have any idea why they do that?
I'm not sure, but what I was saying is that in Japan, it wasn't a Mario game. Their Mario 2 was what we call the Lost Levels.
Oh.
That's why Mario 2 on the NES seems so different than all the others. You know, with like pulling up radishes and being able to select characters.
It's like a whole different universe.
Yeah.
And that was because it was just Japanese?
That's because it was a different game in Japan.
Oh, and then they just replaced the sprite with Mario.
Yeah, and they were like, you know what? In America, they wouldn't want the same game. They wouldn't want the Lost Levels. So let's make this whole brand new game.
Oh. You know what? You know something else I've noticed? Hmm. Mike has not been very participative. I don't even know if that's a word, but it is now in this podcast.
Yeah, no, I'm just listening. I'm learning a lot of stuff here.
Oh, really?
I'm not super knowledgeable in video games. So
I'm not either, and that's why I'm
actually just thinking in my mind, I want to play video games now.
Yeah, you do, right?
Well, we've got...
Are you going to start playing some of the ones that I recommend instead of, you know, the fake one on your phone?
Don't you talk about Pokemon Go like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just so everybody knows, Mike is definitely into Pokemon Go. I hope there's no police listening because he plays it while he's driving.
I hope there's no police listening because they'll pull him over and give him a bogus ticket like they did to me.
That's because that cop was Team Mystic. I know that cop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think he told
recognized
me, the story.
Me as somebody who took his gym. I didn't have my phone out at the time. He just pulled me over and gave me a ticket for 45 and a 30 when I was in a 45. Just to be like, stay out of my town. That's my gym.
Oh, man. So, I think you told me
that
story.
He's ran me out of town before, too. That same one. Right after tore his gym down. And then he took it back right after he pulled me over. But he didn't give me a ticket. He just, you know, was questioning me a little bit. And then I left, and all of a sudden I look on my phone when I'm not driving in motion because that's illegal. And then I watch him build the gym right back up. I'm like, son of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Team Mystic. Ugh.
And we're not trying to bash on cops here. I'm just saying
tell you something
that
about
specific
Mystic.
Cop.
Those people.
Let me give you an idea of how douchey cop. Team Mystic is. That's why I'm calling you out. Check it out. Guess who else is on Team Mystic?
Hillary Clinton.
The entire band of Nickelback. Hillary Clinton started an account, or people started it for her to be part of the social fad, and she was Team Mystic is what she picked. You know, so if you really think about it, people like that are on your team.
You know what? You know who else is Team Mystic, and I can't stand them? Me.
Yeah, that's gonna affect our friendship.
So I played Pokemon Go. I started like, you know, a couple days after it came out. And I was never into Pokemon when I was younger.
Me either.
And I played up until I got to level 5, chose my gym, and then I never played again. And I chose Team Mystic because it was based on logic, right?
Right. That's true.
Right. So that's why I chose Team Mystic. And then I meet freaking Mike over here who's, what team are you?
Freaking Mike is Team Instinct.
Isn't that the red one?
It's the yellow one.
See, I knew that, but I went with red anyway because I wanted to demean your class or whatever.
Red is Valor.
Valor.
Blue is Mystic.
Yeah. Well, I knew Blue was Mystic because I was Mystic. I'm not Mystic anymore because I deleted my account. So now I can actually, like, I can reassign myself.
But, you know, the cool thing about Pokemon Go is that you played to your five
levels.
Hold
on. There's a cool thing about Pokemon Go.
Well, yeah. I'm about to tell you. You played your five levels. You chose your team. And that's all the game is. So you've played the entire game, so you go.
Sweet.
Oh, you douche. No, guys, come on. You guys have the song.
Have you done anything else other than that?
Yeah.
You've collected more Pokemon and gone to the gyms more, right? So you've just done the same thing over and over
In a way, you can really kind of word anything to be like that. Everything is related to something else that you do constantly. I mean, you beat a level, you go to the next level. You beat a level, you go to the next level. It's really how you break it down.
But the next
level is
different,
there's a whole new
right?
Pokemon that you can catch. It's a collection. That's what people collect steps. Like, oh, you've already collected steps? What are you doing that's new? You still collect steps? There's a lot of stuff out there, man. There's a lot of Pokemon out there. There's a lot of territories you got to take just so you can have your pride and have your freaking your ownership.
Okay, fake fan. How many Pokemon are there?
I've stated earlier that before Pokemon Go I never played, but I enjoy this game.
Oh, okay.
Which tells you something about the game, that a non-Pokemon
player can play a non-Pokemon game.
And because it's a good game.
Because it's not a Pokemon game.
Say, you know, he's a nerd, man. Freaking tear it apart. Here's the reasons why it's not good. Even though, like, millions of people play it currently still.
Let me ask you this, though. Have you come across anything weird chasing Pokemon? Like, there was a girl who found a dead body and somebody walked into traffic and died or something.
Just other really weird Pokemon players.
You guys going after the same Pokemon?
Well, you can. There's no limit. You know, if it shows up on your phone, it'll show up in the next.
No, that's what I'm saying. Have you guys gone after the same one?
Well, yeah. There's a bunch of fake stories out there. Like, oh, I saw this Dragonite, and then, you know, this old guy came up and caught it. Oh no, and I didn't get it. But that's not true.
No, that's not like, what I'm saying. Like, I know
what I'm saying. Like, you going after the same Pokemon? Like, if you,
everybody can get it,
everybody can get it.
Right, right. Yeah. No, I know that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, have you, that's what I was asking, is you meet them because you're all going for the same kind of Pokemon that's right there.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I've actually made a lot of friends due to playing Pokemon.
Are all of them 11?
No, dude. Different ages. I met a doctor. I met a biker.
Hold on. Can you tell me this doctor's name so I don't go to
him? Pokemaniac.
That's his username. Mm-hmm. I need his name. I can't find Dr. Pokemaniac. Please come to the burn ward.
Oh, no. Well, he'd probably be good at finding stuff wrong with you because he finds stuff all the time.
Yeah, but
I found something rare in you.
There's not a Pokemon in me that I know of.
Doesn't have to be a Pokemon. He's just good. He's already practiced his skills. He's honed in on his skills of finding
things. It's okay, Rob. There's a Pokemon in all of us.
Okay, if you were a Pokemon, what Pokemon would you be? What's your spirit Pokemon?
I'm not sure if it's Mew or Articuno, you know.
I think mine's a Weedle.
Mine would be the blue one.
the Squirtle?
I don't know. I just picked a color because I don't know anything about it. That's why I said that. I don't know anything about
you Pokemon. You look a lot like Blastoise. You just put a couple of cannons on your back. You'd be good.
Oh, there we go.
So I'm going to actually show my nerd flag here a little bit. Would that be Squirtle as like when he upgraded?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that's called.
Evolve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Evolving. Evolve, yep. Yeah.
Because the only way that I knew that was because you said it had a Toice on the end of it. And I said, that's probably Tortoise, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
See, deductive reasoning, everybody.
Well done.
Yeah.
Thank mm-hmm. you. I'm going to get one applause for that. I got three applauses.
One of each.
One of them was my own.
Now I feel like I got to do a Pokemon impersonation. Mm-hmm. What Pokemon would be easy to mimic?
Pika! No, you got to do a different one because that's too easy. Everybody knows
Give me a Togepi. Look at this guy over here. Says he's a Pokemon fan, but he ain't go, tree!
You should give me the hard ones.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can't. We can't just let you off easy.
Togepi!
No, I do. Togepi just goes, tree! Tree!
Crazy. Does he say in three?
I don't know what he's saying. Togepi. A lot of times they just say their name.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's so unoriginal.
Mm-hmm. Squirtle, Squirtle. Give me a Mewtwo impression.
I'm going to show how much I hate violence by making all these Pokemon fight each other.
That's a Mewtwo impression. Oh. He speaks. Mewtwo speaks.
Oh, I thought you were saying Mewtwo, like the band.
Mewtwo. You know, he's the genetic clone of Mew, except he's not as good.
I would assume he's cat-like.
No, he's a mouse.
Why would he? I don't know.
Mew is a mouse.
I thought Mew was like a weird sound of the meow.
That doesn't look anything like a mouse, though.
I don't know what it looks like.
Look up Mew again. He's a mouse. And if you don't believe me, look him up in a Pokedex.
is that like a Rolodex, but for Pokemon?
Mm-hmm, kind of.
Pokemans?
Pokemans.
I just didn't think he looked much like a mouse.
Why are we talking about Pokemon when I wanted to talk about my tattoo?
Talk about your tattoo. You know
there are going to be on my sleeve. I'm going to have Mew, Articuno, and Dragonite. They're going to be right here.
You're not going to have Pikachu?
No.
The most adorable? I don't even know. I'm done talking about Pokemon. I don't know anything about it. I just wanted to be part of the Pokemon
that are good, you know, not the ones that are iconic.
So you're like kind of the of course, Pokemon
Mew,
hipster?
Mew is pretty iconic.
You're like, I was into...
He's a hipster nerd.
No, he's a Poke hipster.
You know, I was into Pokemon before I was cool.
Was it ever cool?
It is. It is now.
I'm going to get beat up.
Thanks to Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
The game that you knock.
Yeah. Pokemon being cool is why Pokemon Go is popular. It's the other way around, I'm pretty sure.
You know what? We talked about Pokemon on another podcast.
Jeez.
When your brother was here.
Oh, when Dylan, my brother was...
Dill Pickle?
Yeah. Another man with a lot of hats, metaphorically.
What game was he playing?
Pokemon Y. And then you go...
Why?
Why?
Is that what I sound like to you?
Yeah. Why?
Why?
So,
what's wrong?
Why?
What did he say was in it? Do you remember?
Why? Like,
I said, why do you play it? And he said, it's got Noka tracks in it or something.
What?
I don't know. I just, that's the way I remember what he said.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
You've lost me.
I'm probably going to cut that out because it's just irrelevant.
So super stupid.
Mm-hmm.
What? That's not, I'm not.
What is that one?
Oh.
I guess I'm stupid.
No, you're not. Yveltal and Xerneas are the two that are, legendary in that one.
I don't know if they're not on Pokemon Go yet. I don't know who they are.
Oh, yeah, they're not. It's like 7th gen. It's only on 2.
Why is it taking them so long to add Pokemon to the Pokemon Go
universe? About money.
What?
We could talk about mobile games now, too, and talking about how when they start dropping off, they introduce new content.
I can't stand mobile games.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, it's a strategy to keep the game going. I mean, mm-hmm. you can't really knock that.
Yeah.
You can if you want to.
You can if you want to.
Well, yeah.
See? He's right.
What? I didn't disagree.
Yeah, you know, we're all against you.
I guess we're talking about mobile games and Pokemon. There's a whole bunch of Pokemon like ripoffs where like there's some where it'll be just like a really crappy game and they'll steal all the Pokemon names, like not even ask for the copyright and earn a whole bunch of money and then get sued. But then they've made all this money over what they're getting sued for. They have to take it down. They have to give them a whole bunch of money, but they've already made a bunch of money.
That's
and
smart,
then they
man.
Do it again. And then what's that?
Do you remember Digimon?
You mean the one that was better than Pokemon? I mean, I'm a huge Pokemon fan. But if you talk about the cartoon, Digimon was so much better. It actually had a storyline. It actually had, you know, character development. character arcs instead of just the same thing over and over. It's like, oh, look, it's Pikachu. What's that, a tree? Yeah, have him shock it. He wins. Oh, is that a rock? Have him shock it. He wins. Like,
for those of you who don't know, Digimon is a mashup of digital monsters. I'm guessing that I'm right.
It's true.
Another applause for me. I thought I was only going to get two.
He was lagging. I thought he was going to get two.
It's a latency.
Yeah. Well, I think you only did get two. The other one, you're just high-fiving yourself.
I mean, I high-five myself regularly. And we're cutting that out, too. What do you got about mobile gaming? I got nothing.
Not too much. Like, I just know that they don't last very long. But there are people who spend lots and lots of money on digital
the whole
items.
In-app purchases, like, it's smart on the creator side. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't understand why people waste that much money playing those games, man. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense to me.
I have another friend who plays a lot of mobile games with me, and he has a guy that he works with. And I was over there one time. We were playing a new game. We were introducing his friend to this new game.
Right.
And he's like, oh, yeah. So, you know, he spends money immediately. He gets on there, bam, $100.
What?
Yeah.
100 real dollars.
100 of his real money.
That is 100 monies. That's
100
insane.
Monies. That's like, insane. Okay, you just bought it. Like, I think there's probably been a game where I've spent like 2 or 3 years on, and over the 2 or 3 years I've spent, you know, small purchases add up to $100, but not just like bam. Cause I mean, you can go get, you know, a gaming system for $300 and a game for 60. And it's like, yeah, that's a full game. That's not just, you know, a digital item that you're never actually going to own in your hand.
Right.
And that, so I thought that was crazy. And my friend Caleb's just like, just wait a couple of weeks. And, we thought this, one of the reasons we like this game is cause you could earn the currency that you spend, like the, it's called premium currency, the one that you buy, you can actually earn that. And there wasn't really any mechanic where you could spend that premium currency and get ahead real quick, or so we thought. And so a couple of weeks later, he's already surpassed my friend and I, and he's like up in like the top ranks, like, cause there's like a leaderboard, and he's like number 8. I was like, how did you do that?
Oh, dude, that sucks. Because you could just be super wealthy and suck at the game and be like super competitive.
He's like, how do you do that? And he's like, well, I just, you know, I spent a little bit of money, you know, to get this. And I did a couple of harder levels and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, there's no way. And then my friend comes up to me later and he's like, he spent $3,000 in the last 2 weeks on this game.
Oh my God.
What?
What?
Why? Why?
That's so we could be on the leaderboard. Right?
Is it that important?
And it apparently was to him.
Gosh, that's insane.
So if I was like Donald Trump and I started playing this game, I could just be like the best just because I have money.
Most mobile games you could do that with.
Oh, that sucks. That's a huge flaw.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not really. It's not a flaw. I'm sure the people who created it do that on purpose.
Well, not for them, but as a game in general for the players.
As
that's
a gamer,
flaw.
Yeah.
But that's most mobile games. And like
that's why they drop off, I'd imagine.
Yeah, the free-to-play games. Yeah. Yeah, his friend, his coworker, he did drop off. My friend and I, we kept playing it, and we played it for a good year and a half, and maybe combined spent $50, you know, on really small purchases in a year and a half, both of us. And his coworker played it for about a month and a half because he was already at the top of the ranks. It wasn't fun anymore. There was no challenge. There wasn't anything. So he moved on to a new game.
So basically he just took $3,000 and said, I don't want it.
Yeah. But jeez, that was with that game. And he was saying that he's done that several times with several other games.
Right, could you imagine just like going to Walmart or GameStop and just buying spending $3,000 for a PlayStation game and then just playing it for a short period of time and throwing it down?
That's right.
That'd be like a bad deal. That's exactly what he did. You know,
that's the thing. It's like if you're wanting to play video games with it and getting hours of entertainment, then you could go into a GameStop and buy out like one of everything, take it home, and then you'll have like years
and
of
gameplay. Still not even spend $3,000.
Exactly.
Man, we need to develop a mobile game so that we can get rich.
I know. All my friends are like, yeah, we need to do that.
It's not that hard. Mm-hmm. There's like 12-year-olds doing it.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. It's like, you can take the code from somebody else's game, right?
Right.
And then take all the skins from Pokemon and name them all Pokemon names. And then throw that out there, and you're going to get sued by both companies. But you're going to make so much money in the interim that you can just turn around and do it again. There's plenty of companies that do that.
But what if you don't make the money?
Then yeah,
better be a good game.
Then they can't sue you for as much.
Oh, okay. So it's based on how much you make.
All right.
Then why can't they get 100% of it?
I don't know why.
I mean, I guess probably because they're like, well, they put in the time, I guess. I could see a judge just being like, I mean, they spent some time on it. They were clever enough to rip you off, so just give them some money, I guess. It's like a consolation prize.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's ridiculous.
And that's the thing. It's like you can, most mobile games are just the same thing repeated over and over and over and over.
Right.
You know,
that's why I can't do it. Like, I hate them. I need new stimulating content. Well, it
seems like they're growing at a rate that's just ridiculous because they're convenient. You could be in a waiting room, play a mobile game. You could be anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to develop a Game Boy game, then you have to, you know, you develop it and then market it. And everyone who has a Game Boy can look at it and say, maybe I want it. Right. Yeah. But if you develop a mobile game, then you can put it on Android and iOS, and then anybody who has a phone can play it.
Right.
And so you have such a huge base of people that you can actually, you know, market to that can buy the game. So, I mean, you just start off with just so much more.
Like a huger demographic.
Yeah, you have a much bigger demographic.
A huger is a word.
Yeah. You have a much bigger demographic that you can market to.
Right.
So that's why mobile games are taking off, because everybody, or nearly everybody, has a smartphone in their pocket.
Right. I just don't see the appeal, though. I don't know why. For me, I'm just not a mobile gamer. Mm-hmm. I did download an emulator, and I have 700 Nintendo games on my phone. Mm-hmm. But like I can't play like Super Mario. I can't play that Super Mario because you have to run and jump at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that involves three inputs, and my phone will only recognize two.
Yeah.
So I can't jump like I'm supposed to. And I can't even get past the first level because I can't run fast enough. But yeah, I can't do mobile games. They're just not fun for me at all.
Well, you know what I'm going to try is the game system you have here currently, that 3D.
Oh, the VR? The HTC Vive?
God, just watching the videos of people playing that from your phone.
Right.
Made me want
to
play it.
Man, it is super fun, but it was fairly expensive for me to get that set up. Like, I had to buy a new graphics card for my computer, not to mention the system itself. However, it has definitely been awesome because, like, I set up parties, and I have 10, 15 people come over, and we take turns playing. And I've only had one person hit my TV. Huh. And I wanted to push her out a window, but I didn't because she was cute. I mean, there's other reasons why I didn't push her out a window, because it would probably hurt and stuff, but she didn't actually do anything.
Would it hurt you?
To the TV. No, it wouldn't hurt me at all. You
push her out the window.
Well, I mean, it would hurt me probably. I'd feel a little remorse probably.
Oh, because she's cute.
Well, just because she's a person.
Oh, I didn't have to buy a window.
That.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't. I'd probably just tell my landlord something happened to it. And that's, I mean, technically, it's not lying. If they're like, what happened in the window? It's something. So technically, something did happen.
Big old bird.
But yeah, that game is super fun to play. I took it to the studio where I work, and I set it up in this huge, like, area. Like, I spread it out bigger than I can have it in my apartment. And there was this girl that was playing it, and she was, like, super, super getting into it. And there was a zombie game, and she decided to go at it Walking Dead style, where she's got a machete and she's just slicing these zombies left and right. And she ends up swiping up to hit one of them and knocks the mask off, and it falls onto a concrete floor. So I expected to go over and pick it up and just hear like glass sloshing around inside of it. Luckily, the only thing that happened was like a little piece of plastic had popped off. I just popped it right back on. Huh. But I was like, I was not happy about that. But yeah, so we definitely do need to get together sometimes. You can play that. Hmm. That was initially one of the first things that we talked about.
We met not too long ago.
Right. Not too long ago. By the time this comes out, it'll be like 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah.
From today.
Well, 2 or 3 months from now, you know what's going to come out? The expansion for Breath of the Wild, you know? I'm going to start playing the crap out of it again then.
See, that's another thing, too. The expansions are kind of like in-app purchases for the mobile games, but...
Oh, yeah, and they're doing that a lot, too.
Yeah, and I mean, that's...
The downloadable content stuff.
Yeah, DLC and all that kind of stuff. That's what's awesome about... The new generation of gaming is like, you're not stuck with just that game that you bought initially. It's always going to get better and better until literally nobody's playing it.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, with that being such a huge game, I mean, it seems like Link has taken over for Mario lately. You know, they're trying to hit, you know, a bigger demographic, and a lot of people still play Mario, but the Mario games that are coming out are, you know, Mario Kart racing.
Yeah, they're more geared toward children.
And then you have like the tennis and Olympics and all those other things. You know, and
right.
You know, they still have those core Mario games, but it seems like the ones that make all the news and get everybody talking and spending money is Legend of Zelda.
Do you have an idea why that is?
I think it probably is because of the age of people who can actually buy video games.
Yeah, and that's you know, our age in the mm-hmm. you know, mid-20s to mid-30s.
I think the average gamer now is 31.
What?
So, and I think a gamer is defined as someone who plays video games at least 8 hours a week or more.
Yeah, I'm not not a gamer.
Uh-huh. And Mike, you're considered a gamer.
Nice. Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Pokemon Go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's any mobile games or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a gamer. Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't hardly play any games.
I'm established.
Established.
And it's official. I don't remember the levels of it, but they have like, you know, moderate gamer and heavy gamer, I think.
Reminds me of a question for
mine
you.
Would be probably casual. Ganon
doesn't like the
casual,
internet?
That's what it was. What's that?
Do you know why Ganon doesn't like the internet?
Why is that?
Too many links.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a real good one.
I'm sitting here shaking my head for those of you who can't see me. SMDH, that's what I have to say.
Hey, at least I stay away from the puns so far.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually happy about you for that.
No guarantee mm-hmm. for the rest of the episode.
However, you haven't done an impersonation in a little while, so we're going to need one.
Mm-hmm. I'm Jerry Seinfeld! Hey! What's up with airplanes?
That wasn't completely awful.
It was pretty bad, though.
It was bad, but it wasn't like completely terrible.
I'm sure if Jerry Seinfeld heard this, but that's not accurate. That's not
it's too bad I can't go back in time and say, hey, headphone warning, because it's going to be loud. I'm sitting here looking at the peak, and it's like...
You can't do Jerry Seinfeld quietly.
I guess that's true.
Hey!
Headphone warning. I almost made it that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cashmere sweater!
What are you doing?
And so the...
back on topic.
You asked for it.
I'm trying to make it so he stops making noise.
I appreciate that.
It's easy to cut in, you know, but there's all this noise that just keeps going. So I'll pause and then he speaks. That wasn't an invitation to speak.
That's all. I'm always going to take it. You leave a void sound, I'm coming in.
What'd you say? The what?
If you leave a void sound, right,
I gotcha.
I'm coming in.
You know what the void of sound's for? It makes it easier to cut in. When he cuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, silence. You cut on silence.
But you cut me out.
Cut you
out. You leave Seinfeld in here. You hear me?
What are you talking about? I don't edit these podcasts. They're 100% real time from beginning to end. Wink.
I keep looping back around to, you know, the Breath of the Wild thing because, you know, that's what I'm playing right now.
Right.
But earlier I was talking about how Miyamoto liked to explore.
Right.
And so he was trying to create that, you know, exploring feel. And I think that they've really hit it here in the Breath of the Wild. There's some critiques that people have that they don't like. The weapons break a lot, really easily.
So, what, they break more often than they used to?
They didn't used to break.
At all?
Yeah, I mean, but they didn't have a huge variety of weapons. You know, they had this sword to start off with, and then an upgraded sword, then the Master Sword, and that was kind of it.
Okay.
You know?
I've heard of the Master Sword.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know anything mm-hmm. about it.
That's a special sword that only the hero can... And then
special
wheels, right?
Sword.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to pull it out of a rock, you know, just like King Arthur.
So how come whenever you pull it out of the rock, it's not the game doesn't become the Legend of Link? I mean, the legend of King Arthur.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you should ask Sigeru Miyamoto about that.
I mean, I would if I had his cell phone number.
Yeah, I'd ask him a lot of stuff if I had his cell phone number.
Would you text him a lot?
Probably.
You'd probably put a restraining order on you.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm searching for this. I haven't really found it yet. I know I'm supposed to be exploring, but I don't really want to look it up on the internet, so I was going to ask you.
It'd probably take you more time to find his number and text him the question than it would to actually look it up.
That's the thing. I've done my best to stay away because this game really is where it's just like open world. You have no idea where to go, and you can just explore everything. And there's all these like hidden little things and... you know, you actually climb up trees and pick fruit off trees and then go to places where you cook up meals. And that's how you, you know, heal your health and stuff like that. And there's just so much exploring to be done. And this map is huge. Like, huge.
Is it freaking huge.
Is it huger than the GTA 5 one that's on the PC?
If I remember right, it's like one of the biggest maps ever so far.
That's insane.
It is absolutely ridiculously huge. With how big the map is, I mean, I think he's... Miyamoto's finally created that experience that he's been wanting to create since the beginning.
Yeah, with all that, the searching and discovery and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, just being able to explore the wild.
Right.
You know, and there's just so much to do and so much to explore. And I'm just having a, a blast playing this game. You know, every time that I find something that I've been looking for a long time, you know, because there's kind of hints at where you kind of got to go next. And there's also a storyline. So it's not just like this open world where there's no storyline or anything like that. You know, you get to a town, you talk to people, and, you know, you kind of unravel this story, but it doesn't come along where you just in this linear line like you do in most games, where it's just it's fed to you the whole time.
Right.
It's more like real life where, you know, you might get bits and pieces and you learn this story because, you know, you're experiencing it.
See, that all the stuff that you're saying is make me want to play it.
Like, yeah, I want to play now and I never did before.
It's amazing. That's the thing. You do have to get used to the controls. Like I said, you know, have a hard time. It's because it's not button mashing.
Right,
you know,
there's
a lot of skill involved, especially when you get into some of the harder enemies. You know, you have to choose your weapons wisely on, you know, what type of element. You know, if there's a lizard that's breathing fire at you, you can shoot an ice arrow at it and kill it instantly.
You know what?
Or you can sit there and fight it for a long time if you don't have any ice weapons. But there's some hidden features that I haven't really read too much on it because I'm trying to stay away from the internet just so I can explore and, you know, find this all out.
You don't want somebody else to tell you.
But I was reading up on some of the story behind it, and the fourth president, I think it's Awada Sigaru, I think his name is.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the fourth U.S. president. Oh, I was like, fourth, how did he play it?
The fourth president.
Time travel.
Yeah, the fourth president of Nintendo. He passed away in 2015.
Right.
And, you know, that's about when they started developing it. And so they put in a couple little things where they're like, you know what, this looks just like the character, and he gives you a side quest to go to this Sigaru Mountain or something. It's really close to his name. And, you know, and you find, like, this mythical creature, and if you take a picture of it, you can have, like, this synopsis of what it is. And it says, you know, he protects the wild and does all these other things about, like, of, you know, all the creatures in the wild, but it's pretty much describing the fourth president of the Nintendo company.
Oh, okay.
And so they put that kind of stuff in there. And then it was a big campaign on the internet for a long time to memorialize Robin Williams in a video game. He was such a big fan of Nintendo that he named his daughter Zelda.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Robin Williams has a daughter named Zelda Williams.
What?
Did not know that.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, and there's a guy that his face looks just like Robin Williams. And so a lot of people are like, is this them doing that there, you know? And so, you know, nobody's come out and said, hey, this is him, but...
It's uncanny.
You can look it up. Side by side picture, it looks just like him. So
that's crazy. Mm. Oh, you got to do a Robin Williams impression. Where's that at?
Oh man, that'd be a challenge. I don't want to disrespect the guy.
How can you impersonate an impersonator?
Sure that. It's like it's like a personateception. You got those in backwards again. You just can't seem to do it.
That's why it feels so weird.
You have to impersonate one of his characters, like Mrs. Doubtfire, like hello.
Hello. There it is. But now you're just impersonating Mrs. Doubtfire. You need to impersonate Robin Williams, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I could do the honors.
So I was deployed to Iraq in 2010, and Robin Williams was part of a tour going around, and he came to Iraq, and it was for the troops and all that kind of stuff. And you know, it was one of the funniest performances I've heard from him, and I listened to him a lot of stand up, you know. And,
that's awesome.
He was a lot dirtier than people realize because he did that Disney stuff. And you know, he was just as dirty there. And
right. It was the same with Bob Saget, man. You see him on Full House and you're like, oh, little Danny Tanner. And then all of a sudden you see him on Half Baked and you're like, what happened?
Yeah. I was about to quote the line that he said, but you know, probably not on a,
not on a
family episode.
Not on a Rated T for Teen podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, even the creators of Disney have been known to put little dirty stuff in there in the cartoons.
See, I mean, is that like true? Like, do they actually hide it in there or is it just all coincidence?
From the basic research I've done on it.
If you look it up, it's not on accident.
Yeah. I mean, it looks pretty inherent that they just inserted some like in there in random spots and like somewhere in the grass on one of the Lion King movies, you can see the word sex.
Yeah. It's when we had the VHS and we would pause it and go frame by frame. And it's when, Simba or Mufasa lays down the flowers come out from under him and it spells the word sex. It's like, you can barely read it though.
Mm-hmm. They could tell us.
It was right after the lion sex scene. I mean, that was totally.
Yeah. With the look.
Yeah. Simba and Nala having sex. That's totally what that was.
Disney's good at that stuff. just inserting like subliminal stuff, just hidden gems.
Yeah.
You know, I never actually understood that was the look. Like I didn't catch it like until like years later, my brother pointed it out to me and I was like even grown up and I still didn't even like put two and two together. I guess it's probably because I'm like naive and wouldn't think that they would put something like that in.
Well, I like how similar to the Zelda game and a lot of the video games and stuff, Disney's really good about inserting informational stuff that they don't point out to you, have to catch it. Like what was it we were talking about the other day, Jay Willie, about the Rapunzel and Frozen and Tarzan.
Oh, yeah.
Being
Tarzan is Elsa and Anna's sister, or brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Elsa's parents went off exploring, you know, to try and figure out a way to get rid of her powers, they crashed their boat, you know, and she was pregnant, and it was pregnant with Tarzan, and that's Anna and Elsa's parents that die there at the beginning of Tarzan.
Where did this lore come from? Is this like legit?
The internet? There was
there's some pictures, isn't there, of an animation, both the films that they're of the parents, and they're strikingly similar.
Yeah. And then I'm pretty sure somewhere they confirm that that's true.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And then you have, like, in Frozen, in the big scene where everybody's coming to the castle, you can see Rapunzel.
Yeah,
and
there's a lot of, like, little cameos in that scene.
I think that's what makes Disney so exciting, is that it makes you watch their films very closely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to find all the hidden stuff in there. All right, and now on that note, I think we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah, it's been nerdy enough.
So, yeah, it's been nerdy enough. All right, so we're going to take off, so catch us on the next one. I don't know how to end it.
Bye.
Be good to each other. What was it, Ellen? Is that what Ellen says? Be good? Be good to each other?
So, I don't know. I can't steal her shit, though.
Peace, love, and happiness. Yeah.
Love, peace, and chicken.
They come with their own, like,
love, peace, and hair
peace
grease.
Peace out slogan. Mm-hmm.
Eat more chicken.
Eat more chicken. Take care.
That's Chick-fil-A's slogan.
Yeah. Oh, come on, guys.
What? I was trying to figure out, you know, we love to see you smile. That's okay, because is that good?
No, that's, what is that?
McDonald's? Have a nice day.
Want some tea? No.
Who wants some tea?
Hot Eats Cool Treats.
That's Dairy Queen.
Man.
I don't think we're going to find one.
Just do it.
That's Nike.
Guys.
That's Nike and Shia LaBeouf. All right, I don't know how to end it, man. Like, later.
Bye, guys.
Hmm?